Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Arana. R-A-N-A-E, Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Address is 6178 Woodbrook Drive, Paradise, California. 95969, phone 530-774-4841. ID is XXXXXX5247. Date of birth is 12/28/1961. Be careful.
I will.
You know she didn't put down her insurance.
I took copies of her card.
Yeah, there was a. We went over everything. Insurance is Medicare / AARP. Elixir Part D Pharmacy is CVS 530-345-1363. It's address 2. Robert Gregg, PA. PA-C, Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication, findings of degenerative lumbar disease with chronic spinal pain, subparagraph. Clinical history of initial bilateral upper lumbar radiculopathy, both thighs, mimicking sciatica. Subparagraph, current problems of motor weakness distally in the left lower extremity. With hip aesthesia in the middle toes. Consistent with L5 radiculopathy. Subparagraph, lumbar discogenic and degenerative disease. Subparagraph, recent MR imaging findings, open systems imaging, January 29, 2022. Disc desiccation, degenerative thinning. Mobic type 2 fatty marrow signal end plate activity. L4-5, right. L2-3, left. Reactive edema pattern. End plate margins, L5-S1. Moderate left lateral recess and foraminal narrowing with near contact left L3 nerve root, L2-3. Moderate left facet arthropathy, ligamentum flavum infolding with progression, L3-4. Two millimeter foraminal disc ossified complex, mild stenosis. L4-5, mild to moderate left facet arthropathy, interval increase, broad-based posterior disc bulge increased, right lateral recess, moderate right neuroforaminal stenosis, near contact lateral course of exiting left L5 root, milder foraminal narrowing, left S1, exited L5 roots, subparagraph findings of mild atrophy, fatty infiltration of the lower lumbar musculature, new subparagraph, incidental finding, degenerative signal involving the SI joints, left greater than right. New paragraph, comorbid medical problems. Listed vertically, hypothyroidism, vitamin D deficiency, dyslipidemia, obesity, splenic disorder, uncertain, mixed anxiety, depressive disorder, insomnia, essential hypertension, allergic rhinitis, asthma, rheumatoid arthritis, polyarthropathy, cervical radiculopathy, degenerative lumbar spinal stenosis, chronic low back pain, lumbar radiculopathy, backache, limb pain, tietzies, T-I-E-T-Z-E, apostrophe S disease, left knee arthritis, new paragraph, medical allergies, Amarix, Relafen, Sulfa, Tylenol, parenthesis, precipitates migraine, and parenthesis, Vicodin, current medications, list these vertically. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms AM. Losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 100-25, one daily. Hydrocodone slash APAP, 10-325, 1Q8 hours. Dr. Diaz. Zoloft, 100 milligrams, one daily. Dr. Eitner. Simvastatin, 10 milligrams, one daily. Albuterol, 90 micrograms. Allergy meds. Vitamins, subparagraph, this should be a heading. Vitamins and supplements, MVI, fish oil, vitamin D, fiber, magnesium for constipation. New paragraph. Dear Robert and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Rana Jones for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Rana is obtaining excellent care for pain management her back. Subparagraph, recent placement of a spinal stimulator has substantially reduced her chronic spinal pain, where other measures with medications, multiple injections, treatment of arthrosis, has not been particularly beneficial. New paragraph. Aside from her problems with dysomnia, where she reports a negative pulmonary evaluation for sleep apnea, include symptoms of her rheumatoid arthritis that's responded to immune therapy, reducing symptoms of arthritis in her hands and feet, subparagraph, allergy treatment has an elimination of food allergies by food substitution has substantially reduced distal edema in her hands and feet as well. New paragraph. Currently, she complains of motor weakness with a tendency to foot drop, apparently more on the left than the right, with hypesthesia in the middle toes of the feet, suggesting an L5 radiculopathy. New paragraph, she has right-sided symptoms of sciatica radiating into the inferior gluteal region, but not so much distally. Subparagraph, initially she had symptoms on both sides, but they have improved on the left. New paragraph, at one point she did have hypesthesia in the medial aspect of the thigh, suggesting a higher lumbar radiculopathy, but that has also changed. New paragraph. Functionally, she has restriction in her functional capacity as a consequence of her chronic back pain and difficulty with ambulation. New paragraph. In consideration for this history and presentation, we are scheduling her for bilateral lower extremity EMG and nerve conduction testing for a more definitive evaluation and possible identification of chronic denervation if present, exclusion of underlying neuropathy, for possible further referral in consideration for lumbar surgery. New paragraph. She appears well treated on her medical regimen. Subparagraph, we reviewed all her medications, including all the medicines that she's taken in the past. New paragraph. She does have a history of migraine and will consider adjustment of her treatment regimen for headache management. New paragraph, a previous history of mononucleosis, bronchitis, tonsillitis, measles was also noted. Subparagraph, Epstein-Barr virus, of course, is considered to be a possible harbinger of various forms of neuropathy and even demyelinating disease. New paragraph. Her history of dysomnia is interesting, and we will obtain the records from pulmonary to see if we can intervene improving her quality of sleep, which would help her in the process of improvement. New paragraph. I will send a follow-up report when she returns after we complete her additional focused examination and electrodiagnostic testing, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.